Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're going to be glad you're with me because we got our good friend John Deeney back on the show. John is the author of 11 Things You Absolutely Positively Must Know About Selling Your Business and other books, including John's 11 Things You Need to Know About Selling Your Business, and that's the new edition one. And he is the leading tab boards franchisee in the country. That means he helps companies just like yours and mine put our best foot forward in the marketplace. And he's a longtime 12-year member of our Brain Trust. John Deeney, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim.
What's the name of that other book? What's the name of that other book? There's another one.
103 Tips About Better Hiring.
That's it. That's the one I couldn't find. I knew there was another one in here somewhere. Hey, John, we've all heard the story, the book about titled A Tale of Two Cities.
Yes.
You have a tale of two companies to talk about
Charles
today, don't
Dickens.
You?
Yes, although I'm afraid I don't write.
It was
quite
the best
well
of times. It was the worst of times, right?
Right.
So you got a couple of companies you want to tell us about?
Yeah, they both happened last week. These are true stories. And one company is facing a near-death experience. Although I was at one of his locations last night and was talking with the owner, and it looks like they're going to come through. And the other company is facing
a near-death business experience.
Business experience, yeah. Correct. And the other one is facing incredibly good times, and yet the one that's facing incredibly good times, the owner is worried and concerned about how his company is performing, and the one that has been in terrible straits for the last couple of weeks, the owner is excited and enthusiastic and sees great things coming out of it. And it's really, you know,
wow.
As business owners, we know that we feel things happening before any of the employees
or
anybody else sees it.
That's right. We don't have our finger on the pulse of the company. The pulse of the company runs through our veins.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. We are the company. I mean,
yeah
for so many small business owners, and I don't just mean those that have to produce every dollar of revenue, but, you know, companies... employees and folks that work for large corporations often say to me, you know, small business owners' companies like a house. And it's not like building a house. I mean, when you build a house, you go and hire an architect to design it, and you hire a contractor to oversee the building. Maybe you hire an engineer to decide where the pipes are going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And when you build your company, you do every one of those things yourself.
Right.
You are, figuratively speaking, building every stick of furniture. You're not only doing the work when you start up, but you're teaching everybody else that walks in. Think of building a house where you just stood out front and every carpenter that came in knew nothing about how you wanted the carpentry done, and you had to teach
right,
them.
Right.
And every plumber had to be taught how to do the plumbing way you want to do it. So it's so much closer a relationship that, you know, it really becomes... You know, in the old Robert Heinlein term, you grok the company.
Right.
You absorb it. It becomes totally you. And in both these cases, the owners are going completely contrary to what everybody else thinks, but they know they're right.
But I wonder if the emotion that the two are having isn't a natural one. I know whenever things have been the toughest for me, whenever I've been up against it the most, John, is when I've actually felt the most creative. And the times when things have been the best are the times when I was worried if I was going to be able to maintain it.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? I think both of these guys are having natural reactions.
They are. But they both have reasons that are absolutely solid. They're just not seen by the employees.
Right.
In the case of the disaster, I have a restaurant owner I work with. He has 8 locations, and through some very, very strange circumstances involving a top executive, he was out of the country on vacation, and all 8 locations were unable to open.
What?
He had an executive chef who ran the back of the house operations, who told all the kitchen employees, the cooks, the chefs, the hot table guys, the dishwashers, that the restaurant wouldn't be opening and that they had all lost their jobs.
Wow. It was sabotage.
Right. So his staff, the owner was out of the country, the staff came in on Friday morning and were unable to open. They had lost 100 employees.
Hold on
overnight.
To that thought, John. We're going to continue this discussion after these messages with our good friend John Dini. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blasingame. 22.
She was a bebop baby on a hard day's night. She was hanging on Johnny.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.